This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Sorry, I didn't know everybody was ready. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm ready. You ready?
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I do think it's time for a new one.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Did Seinfeld change their theme eventually? It's not, there's just themes for things, Aaron. You're
we
just mad that your theme sucked.
No, we didn't. I didn't make a theme for this one. Thank you.
What'd you make a theme for?
Teed off.
Oh. Well, that theme sucked.
Yeah.
They were both good. All right.
You won, and I am not a sore loser.
No, I wasn't trying to win.
You were. It's fine. We're both very competitive.
No, I don't think... Okay,
no,
why don't you bring in a new
revamped
news or nope one, and if it's better than mine...
It needs to be a little more upbeat. I think it's too serious, unless we need our news stories to be more newsy. Okay.
News.
No, that's great! We're not... No, go ahead. Bring one in.
Text in. Should we get a new one? 303-222-5423.
Hey, while we're here and you're texting and you're using your technology, I just want to remind you that you can get old shows.
Yeah.
Or you can stream this show that's happening right now, all in the same place. I don't know where it is, but I know it exists.
It's the Odyssey app.
Oh, Odyssey.
It's all in one app. Yeah,
Odyssey. All in one app. So O-D-Y.
No.
O-D-Y-S-S-E.
Nope.
Odyssey app. I'm downloading it right now.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
A-U-D. Why would it be an A?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Odyssey app. Get it today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Big news in the fast food world as McDonald's has abandoned their plans for their AI drive-through after...
Why?
Lots of errors were starting to happen.
Shut up!
Yeah, so they replaced... They tried it out, and apparently White Castle has done it. Wendy's has started using AI to take the orders at the drive-through. But they're not getting them right. Basically,
AI get it wrong?
Well, they call them comical ordering errors. There's lots of videos of people who they say like they accidentally ordered they got 260 chicken McNuggets.
Oh my
god! They didn't say 260, which I want to say not that absurd.
What
all right?
could they have said that would have elicited 260? Too crispy? Oh, maybe like too crispy.
Too crispy.
Yeah, so I get it. That makes sense.
If
you said the wrong thing. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The AI ordering system, it completes about 90% of the orders without human intervention, but it's the 10% are just like way, way wrong.
But you're saying the 15-year-old back there doesn't, like its error ratio is better than that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Nobody eats fast food as much as you.
I know, and I order on the app. The Odyssey app isn't the only app I have. I like to order because then there's less.
Hold on, I'm trying to find out where do I order burgers on the Odyssey app.
There's less chance for a mess up, right?
Because
you order it and it prints it for them, and there's less.
I agree wholeheartedly.
A telephone game, you know?
Because like I've gone to fast food restaurants where I say no onions. I've gone to Wendy's and I went, I want a number one, no onions, and then I get it, and it's like only onions. They've taken the tomato, the lettuce, the ketchup, the mustard, the cheese, and it's just an onion burger.
I don't know. He wouldn't shut up about onions.
Yeah, I gave him what he wanted. It's like a Flying Dutchman.
All right, so no more AI.
No, at just McDonald's, they terminated the program. 100 test locations.
Did you say program again? Because you know you're only allowed one a day.
But this was within the context.
I don't think so, man. You're on probation.
Okay. Oh.
Program probation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today's a big day today. Not only is it Hufflepuff Pride Day, shout out to all my fellow Hufflepuffs.
Are we still allowed to do Nope?
No. It's also the first day of spring. No. And it's...
Is today really the first day of spring?
It is. Oh, yeah. And it's Persian New Year. So happy Persian
Hold
New
on.
Year.
Why do I think it's always... Are the other ones on the 21st?
It feels I have no idea.
I always thought it was like... Isn't it December 21st?
Sure.
You're just you don't even care. You're dismissive AF today. You don't, like, it doesn't matter what I say right now. You're just shut up, slacker.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Can I say good evening back? Or...
Yeah.
Good evening.
Some news that's out of this world as some iconic E.T. Memorabilia is up for auction, and they're expecting it to get $1 million.
Wow.
It's one of the original, the 3 foot tall, the actual E.T. prop itself is up for auction.
Is it a puppet?
It's, what do they call it?
Animatronic.
Full body model is what they call it. So I don't think it moves. I think it's just...
like a still?
A still, yeah, kind of thing.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but I'm like, why would somebody pay $1 million for that?
If they just love the movie.
Yeah, if you have guests over and you're like, just hang your coat on the E.T. that's actually from the movie. Like, that's pretty cool.
$1 million cool?
Well,
if you were at somebody's house, you're like, that's the original E.T. And then I could get, like, how much would it be on Amazon right now?
I don't know.
$12?
I have neither $1 million nor people come over to my house. So I don't know.
You're 0 for...
Haven't even seen it.
I put my coat on it.
What?
Yeah. Because I was scared of E.T.
So you
I didn't watch it.
You saw some of it?
I saw some and I was like, I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was before Drew had the weird mouth.
Because
she was just a little kid in it.
Oh, that is her. That's right.
It's Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
Like, who's the one who turned me on to the mouth girl?
Yeah.
Is it you, Aaron?
Yeah.
The mouth girl is so good.
The mouth
is she on
acting?
Insta? Oh, my God.
TikTok. So good.
What?
She does the mouth of famous people. And when she's like, talking, you're like,
that's them. That's them. That's Keira Knightley.
Because she does Keira's little weird little underbite. And you're like, oh my God, that's Keira Knightley's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Like they just isolate her mouth. And you're like, how is she? And Drew Barrymore just looks
it's like sideways.
She just had like a series of strokes, but mostly recovered.
Okay. I feel like I have that a little bit. I feel like my mouth kind of goes sideways.
You do not have that.
No.
I feel like whenever I see a video or picture, it's like...
You got to understand. Hers is just like, it's a little to the side.
That was too aggressive.
Okay. All right. One more, I guess.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A 67-year-old Malaysian woman tied the knot after rejecting 9 marriage proposals.
9 times.
9 times.
Yeah.
Do you think that Aaron did that story for that reason alone?
What?
9 times. 9 times.
We're done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.